Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right?
So what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. Badboymembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
All right, what's going on, Al? Mr. Locario,
what's
sir.
What's going on? I'm chilling. What's going on with you? How's life?
Shit. Man, life is good, man. Life is good. Our membership opens up today, Mr. Locario.
Nice. That's what's up, man. That's tight. What's going on. That's good.
Excited about that. Yes. What's going on with you, fam? What's up with you, man?
Chilling. Just, making it happen with the Bad Boy membership. And also, for all the guys out there that's listening, make sure that you hit up MrLocario.com. And sign up for the Mr. Locario 30-minute game session, all right? So you can get that coaching session popping with me ASAP, all right? So we'll make that happen.
Absolutely. And, guys, y'all can either go to themanmindset.com or you can go to our Patreon. We set up a Patreon membership. You can go to Patreon/themanmindset to get all the information as far as our membership goes. And for all the members that are listening right now, I will be working on something new. I'm adding something new. I'll keep telling you, I'm gonna add shit to it. So just to give y'all a heads up. But anyway, this is all about the let's see, is there any way to turn the sound up for Mr. Locario? Mr. Locario, you need to put your mouth to the damn phone, they saying. You're not coming up loud enough.
Can you hear me?
Let me turn you up. Hold on. Well, all right, I can hear you. We good. Let me know, chat room, if the Locario is okay.
If y'all can't hear him,
I hear you, Locario. I hear you. They just saying it.
I don't know.
We're here to read emails.
I think what happened was last week, I was a little bit low when I was hearing the playback. That's what happened, I think.
You're good now. Yeah, no, you're good now. No, the guy said better. He said better, so we good. All right, man, we're here to read emails. I guess I'll go first. If y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1 if you have a question. Ms. Locario and I will read 3 emails apiece, and we will answer them. And after that's over with, if y'all don't call in, we're going to be wrapping this joint up. Locario's going to have his weekend. I'm going to have mine, and we'll meet back on Friday as you well. Mr. Locario, I got to go out of town next Friday, so we got to do a Thursday, man.
Okay, cool. All right, we can make it happen.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. We'll make it popping. So next week, we'll be doing a Thursday show. All right, guys. Well, let me go ahead and get to the first email, and I will toss this at my dog, Mr. Lucario, let me pull this joint up. Oh man, this is you know this shit. You know this shit sometimes depress me, Mr. Lucario. So, all right, let me read this joint. All right, here we go. All right, hey, how you doing, Steve? He's just saying hi. Everything okay? He said, I've come across a longtime female acquaintance I met at a bar 2 weeks ago. We had plenty of drinks. Apparently she said that I touched her butt. I kissed her close by the end of the night. Her ex-boyfriend ended up being there, and I saw all this and got pissed and aggressive. Jesus, fuck. In which I politely apologized to him and her and moved on. Note, ex wanted in her pants. She says me being there helped her get rid of him from her life. The girl and I chatted for a week nonstop. She mentioned she missed being in a relationship and connecting. She asked me out. We hung out and hooked up that weekend. No sex the first night. I admitted I forgot condoms. A bit embarrassing, but we had sex the next night and the morning after. Second night before sex, we're on the couch chilling, and she says, is liking me due to intrigue, charm, conversation, etc. After she dropped me off back at my place, I sensed a vibe that either buyer's remorse, guilt, or just exhausted. The next day, she did not open a chat with me. I had to open up late during the day. During the day to her, just talking to her. Almost done, Mr. Cario. Plenty of small talk now compared to intimate, flirty talk sex before. A lot of bland talk now. She seems that she has lost interest in me or maybe have mixed emotions. I told her that I'm still roommates with my ex, and it's unspoken that her and I might be in a rebound situation. Not me, though. I've been over my ex bad breakup. Any insights to what it may be happening or why the change in vibe? Sorry for the long read, Ms. Lucario. What?
All right. Great,
Lucario. All right, man.
Man, that's a lot of stuff going on. So he's saying he hit it and all that other stuff. And, you know, what it is that, like, you know, since she had her ex or whatever, and she probably just basically used this dude for that attention, for that feel, for the sex. Like, she wanted to feel something, so she felt something. But after it's all said and done, you understand, sometimes it could be a wrap with it. You understand? Because she wanted all that attention. She got all the attention, and now she's kind of like, you know, like just like whatever with it. And also, too, the fact that he said he's still living with his ex. You know what I'm saying? So she's probably not trying to really deal with him on any type of serious thing, because I think guys forget that women also, too, are looking for that, like, escape. They're looking for that rebound. You understand what I'm saying? So that could be it, too, where it's just, like, he was just a rebound. So I would say to him, truthfully, you know, he should just sort of, you know, keep it casual with her. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, if he's really feeling her, he actually wants to make something happen. The best way a lot of times is to keep it casual, because you want her to be able to make the decision in her mind that she wants to continue to see you and to continue to make something happen. And you usually do that by you falling back and not being too needy and clingy with it. You understand what I'm saying? So the thing is that at first he was already, he said, you know, they chatted all week and then he spent all weekend with her. So at that point it was like cool that it actually fell through where he actually had sex. Because usually when you start chatting up a girl every day, every week, and you're sweating her, a lot of times she might be, you know, taking you for granted, and she sort of just falls back because she's not attracted to you anymore, because she just seemed like a needy, corny type of dude. But he already had the sex. He knows the situation about her and her ex. He still, you know, has sort of some situation with his ex. So it's kind of like, I would say for him, just chill back and relax. And if she wants something to happen, she'll hit him up. Like, he doesn't really need to worry about all that. I think him actually trying to hit her up and keep doing that is going to make it worse. You feel what I'm saying? Because I feel like she's at a place where she's already vulnerable. You feel what I'm saying? And so she wants that attention, but he's giving it to her so much to the point where he just seems like he's there, so she doesn't really need to do anything to actually get at him. You understand what I'm saying? But I think if he falls back, and she realizes, oh, snap, you know, I still want some attention. I still want some love. I still want some this and that. She'll come at him and, you know, see what's up. But I would say for him, just fall back and he'll be fine. You know what I'm saying? So what's it
yeah,
on that, Steve?
Well, I'm seeing, and I'm going to go this route here. I'm seeing
right.
someone who's not assertive. This is what I see, Ms. Licario. Okay. Now,
right.
if I'm with this woman, okay, now let's go backwards here to the end where he said he mentions the ex and everything. Before
right.
we even begin to mess around or before I even penetrate, so to speak,
right.
she's gonna know that there is somebody else. I don't want to spring
right.
this up on her later on. I'm going to let her know that, look, I am seeing. Well, matter of fact, you know how it is, Ms. Cario. We get with women. They sit and they automatically know how suave we are. They know there are other women.
Right.
And
they
ask that question.
Assume,
so,
right.
They already assume. So if I get asked a question, yeah, of course I'm going to say, yeah, you know what? I'm seeing someone. Matter of fact, I'm roommate with my ex and we're split up. I mean, I'm going to let her know ahead of time. So then
mm-hmm.
she can make her determinations instead of us doing something. She gets her hopes up high, then finding out. That's one way. But then
right.
here's the other thing that we always beat the dead horse. You have to know what you're doing, not just outside the bedroom, gentlemen. You got to know what you're doing in the bedroom. And it's not the before when you're messing around. It's not just during while you're in bed with her. It's what you do afterwards as well. For a lot of you guys, y'all only do step one and step two. And then after step three, there's no prep or pampering to show her why she should want to come back to you, Ms. Licario. Not you, Ms. Carr, but I mean, in this guy's situation, I think
right.
that a lot of guys don't know that. You know what? It's if you give her a little bit more something than the regular guy normally does, then that's going to sway you. But if you notice when he's trying to say buyer's remorse and all this other stuff, but
right.
I truly feel like he didn't handle her the way he should have handled her afterwards. Now for me, you know, afterwards, you know, like I always say, man, I don't give a fuck about, you know, what you do and all that other shit, you know, but hey, but after we get done fucking, you can talk to me about anything you want, because we can talk about your fairy cereal if you want to, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I think a lot of guys in this scenario, they either want to go to sleep, want to get a sandwich, or want to go home. And it'll make her feel kind of slutty, you know what I mean? Make her feel bad
right.
because she wants to feel, and this is where guys don't understand, it's not the physical that she wants. She wants that emotional attention because
right,
at,
exactly.
at the end of the day, Mr. Licario, I don't want her to ever feel like, you know, I'm judging her or she's just some slut. Hey, you know, maybe she is, but you know what? I always treat my women good. Because I always want the comeback. What's your take on that?
Right, man? Right. No, that's exactly like that. You know what I was gonna say with how that emotional attention, that connection, that sort of, because like I was saying earlier, was that thing of her, she wants that energy. You see what I mean? Like she wants the energy of knowing that she has you there. To want to be with you and all this other stuff. You understand? But my thing is with a lot of women, though, is that sometimes how, like, it all depends, because it depends on how strong her emotion is versus how strong her desire is for you. And what I mean is that if her emotion is, or if she's getting emotional and her emotions are telling her, oh, you know, I really miss my ex, or I don't know what I'm doing, or I'm not sure. Like, she's all over the place emotionally. You see what I'm saying? But if her
yes.
desire for you is stronger than that, meaning that even though she probably has that in the back of her head, you fucked her so good that she
yes.
only – she's thinking about you. You know what I'm saying? So then she's
yes.
like, hey, I want to see what's up with you. Let's get together again, blah, 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 blah. You see what I mean? So I feel like either A, he didn't – like you were saying, he probably didn't, like, you know, do certain things right, or – to her emotion is just so strong and powerful at this moment that she's just like all over the place, which is why I was kind of saying that some like he might need to in moving forward fall back some, you know, somewhat, so that she can sort of see what she's missing if she wants to actually make something go down. You see what I mean? Because him being there the whole time or all the time around her and texting her and calling her, because he's basically saying, like, hey, I'm hitting her up all the time and all this other stuff. That gives her comfort, you know, or something to fall back on. It's like, oh, well, at least I know he's here. It's like having savings in the bank. When you have savings in a bank, you're a little bit more relaxed. But if you don't have the savings in a bank, you're like, shit, like, I need to do something. I need to get something. So if she feels like he's sort of bouncing away or moving away, she might get back with him or try to holler at him in that sort of state. Like, I need to get him now because I'm not sure. I might be losing him too. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing that I would say why he needs to sort of fall back on it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I just think that he's got to look at the bigger picture, but also be willing enough to charge it to the game, Ms. Licario. If she's not down like four flats, man, you know what I mean? You know, you just got to say, hey, look, you know, we had our moment, but I'm not running behind you like that, man. I'm going to keep that shit pushing. Right. And when you want to call me back, when you feel like you want to talk, just holler back at me. I'm here. I ain't going nowhere, but I'm not going to stop what I do in my world for her. I'm going to keep moving on. And if she decides to call me and want to hook up again, we'll hook up again, man.
Right. Real shit. Real shit.
All right, so on you, fam.
All right, cool. So this one says, should you call to confirm the date with a woman? I heard some guy say that you shouldn't confirm the date and that you should just set the date and then show up. They say that confirming the date makes you look weak, but what if you don't confirm the date and you show up on the date and she doesn't show up? Isn't that a waste of time? What should you do?
Let me give you an. Let me first before I. I'm gonna go again. Second first on this one. All right. Yeah. Let's say I set up a date and I want to do coffee or maybe ice cream. Maybe I want to do Baskin-Robbins. And I go to Baskin-Robbins and she doesn't show up.
Right.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna look at my watch and give her a 10 or 15 minute window. I'll be kind. Yeah. Give her 10 or 15 minutes. And then after that 10 or 15 minutes, I'm going to get my ass up, get me a little bit of ice cream. I'm going to sit my ass back down. I'm going to go through my phone and see who's up next. I'm not.
Right,
you don't,
right.
You don't stop. Your day does not end or stop just because she doesn't show up. But here's the problem, going back to the first thing, Ms. Licario. See, what a lot of guys don't understand, Ms. Licario, is that you've got to give them a reason why they want to go out with you instead of all the other guys they have choices to go out with. I'm going to use you as an example, Mr. Cario. Now, Mr. Cario say, yo, what up? I'm the bad boy. You know, you do your thing with her. But what Mr. Licario's going to do is he's going to cut through all the boring interviewing questions. He is going to talk to her. There's not going to be any silence on the phone. If they text each other, she's going to be excited to talk to him and get at him. And what a lot of you guys understand, the cores of the world, is that at least by if you – let's say you meet her on a Saturday and you want to hook up with her next Friday. Well, at least by Tuesday or Wednesday, you already flirting with her. You're already talking kissy-kissy, little dirty talk, little playing around. So you already got that set. So why wouldn't she want to see you? Because if you're doing it right, like a Mr. Licario of the world, Mr. Licario is going to show every woman that my time is very important. I don't like to waste my time. I'm not dealing with no drama, and I don't like to waste my time. So I don't need to ask you twice if you're not going to make it, because you know this, that there are other women waiting for me. And if you choose to, which is your right, Ms. Licario, to say I can't come see you or not show up at all, understand that the next one in line is going to come up, or Ms. Gar- or I might talk to the chick at Baskin Robbins, or I might go, you know, or if I'm walking and I went to, I don't know, McDonald's, or I did something before, I saw a girl and I caught, and I said, damn man, I'm gonna get her one of these days, and she don't show up, Ms. Licario, after I eat my little cake ass ice cream, I'm gonna throw that motherfucker my little cup away. I'm already calling this next chick to set up. Then I'm going out and I'm looking for other women. My life doesn't stop just because she decides not to see me. What do you got on that, Mr. Mario?
Right. See, the thing is, like, I would say, because, you know, this is a question I get a lot. And dudes would be like, hey, should I confirm the date? Should I say, you know, what's up? Or should I just, like, show up and all that other stuff? See, I'm a firm believer in always confirming the date because I'm a time guy. Like, my time is very important. So I would rather a chick say I can't make it than for me to go all the way out to wherever I'm. So even if I'm supposed to meet a chick two blocks down from my house, you feel what I'm saying? That's still a waste of time for me. You know what I'm saying? To go all the way there and then you just don't show up. And so the thing is that what guys, because guys will say, you know, like even in the email, the guy was like, you know, some people say, they'll say, oh, well, you're going to look weak if you confirm. But the thing is this, is like you were saying earlier, Steve, is that, like, let's say if you, when you got her information, you flirted with her or whatever, she was all into you and all the other stuff. And the thing is, if the girl is into you, you confirming the date isn't going to make her not into you. You feel what I'm saying? It's not going to say, it's not going to be like, she's going to say, oh my goodness, he called to confirm, so I'm totally turned off. No. The thing is that a lot of times these women are actually waiting for you to confirm because, and a lot of guys don't understand this, is that a lot of times, you know, women get flaked on. You understand? Because I coach women too, so I hear this shit all the time. Women that I even, like, date or talk to, they tell me the same shit where a lot of dudes be flaking on them. And the reason why a lot of dudes flake, and this is a thing that's been happening recently, is that a lot of guys ended up double booking dates because they didn't want to get flaked on. So now a guy will talk to a girl, he say, hey, let's go out on Friday. He talks to another girl, say, hey, let's go out on Friday. And he says, well, whichever one is gonna show up, then I'm gonna deal with her. But he always ends up flaking on one because he's double booking because he don't want to get flaked on. So a lot of chicks start getting flaked on. So now what happens is that if you don't confirm, she's probably going to think you're not going to show up, and then she won't show up. You see what I'm saying? So now you're going to go all the way out there, and then you're going to be there, and then she's not going to show up. So it's nothing with just saying, hey, listen, you know, hey, are we on for tonight or whatever? Or if you want to be creative with it, you could say some shit like, hey, listen, you know, I hope you got enough sleep because when I see you tonight, we're going to do this, this, and that. You know what I'm saying? On some sexy shit. You could say something, you know, some sexual type of stuff. But it's just letting her know, like, hey, this is popping off, so that if she can't make it or she's not going to do it, she could respond and say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't make it, this happened, whatever, whatever. But I always say that it's better to do that than to waste your time, because the thing is, of the guy not trying to call, it's, or saying, well, I don't want her to look at me as weak and all of that. That's really a lot of ego stuff. So I'd rather put my ego aside than have my time wasted. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing I'm thinking. And also, too, you got to understand is that sometimes, like, women aren't like us. You understand? Like, men generally, like real men, we are actually going to say, when we say something, we'll do it. You understand? Most dudes. So it's like dudes will shake on something and say, like, we're going to do this, we're going to do it. For women are never, they will never, ever, 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 ever go according to what they said they were going to do. Women go according to how they feel. You understand what I'm saying? So which brings back to your point, Steve, where you're saying that, you know, if you have a girl feeling a certain way, if you're flirting with her and telling her all these things, that's going to make her want to come see you. You see what I mean? And so that's the thing that, you know, guys got to understand. But at the end of the day, I say, look, you know, there's no harm in confirming the date. And, you know, it's better to do that than to waste your time and go away out there. But that's my take on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, only thing I want to add on that, Mr. Licario, is that what I don't understand about the guy asking the question is, it's like they set something up and they don't even try to I'm going to communicate with the chick all week long. We're going to talk. Some form of another, we're going to talk, if not every day, every other day, but we're going to have a lot of communication where
right.
even on the day of the date, I will talk to her earlier that day to give her the opportunity to say, you know, she can't do it or not without even me asking.
Right.
But a lot right. of, I don't understand why these guys, they set up a date, but then all of a sudden they don't even communicate.
See, that's the thing. I don't communicate with them because you must like chicks more than I do, because I'll be like, listen, we going on Friday and I ain't trying to hear from you till Friday or something, because a lot of, because, and that's the thing, like, because it's, I understand what you're saying, and in both aspects it could go that way, but I think what needs to be the thing that needs to be said is that you, Steve, you know how to do it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know how to communicate with a chick and have her interested and keep her interested to the point where she's excited to see you for that Friday. But what a lot of guys do is they'll try to do that, and then they'll fuck it up because they'll say something stupid, or they'll communicate that they're, like, extremely needy. They don't know how to make – you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's the difference
yep,
that
right.
guys need to understand. So if they do communicate during the week, they got to know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, right, yeah. But that's the thing. If you fuck it up during the week, you know you're gonna fuck it up during the date. I mean, it's no different.
Right, right.
I mean, you're just avoiding the inevitable by just doing it. So either way,
right.
whatever suits you guys best. But at the end of the day, it's their call, Mr. Licario. And if anyone wants to, no doubt, anyone wants to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1. And we shall continue. Let me go ahead and read this one right here. It's been like a year and a half since I texted this girl I met off the internet. I'm single now, and I've lost a little bit of weight. I have a way better haircut, and we've never got to meet each other previously. What's a good text for me to initiate talking to this girl that will maximize my chances with her? I'm thinking of something like, hey, this is his name. We met off of XYZ site a while back. How's life? I've been aging well, LOL. And then I could include a recent pic of me clothed, LOL. I think if I keep it simple, just say something like, hey, how's life? There's a decent chance of her ignoring my text. There's a reasonable chance that she's forgotten who I am, and she's really hot. I kind of think she decided that she was a bit too good looking for me, so I think me sending a pic could be a deal breaker. What's your thoughts, Mr. Licario?
Well, I think first of all, his whole mindset is not in the right way. He's like, oh, I think she thought she's too hot for me, and I'm scared if I send a picture that's going to be a deal breaker and all that other stuff. And so I think like, you know, first you got to get out of that mindset, but also too, you know, usually when you haven't hit up a girl in a long time or, you know, you haven't communicated or whatever, she's most likely not going to remember because, you know, she's dealing with other dudes and shit happened and whatever. And especially if you didn't have any type of memorable interaction with her, she's most likely not going to remember. So what I would say with, you know, with him, is I would just say, you know, when he texts the girl, you know, the first text or whatever, just keep the shit casual. Be like, hey, what's up? This is so-and-so from so-and-so. What are you up to this weekend? You know what I mean? And just get the conversation started. You understand? So I don't think he needs to send pictures. I don't think he needs to worry about too much of, like, you know, sending a whole long paragraph. You know what I'm saying? Like, just keep it short. Keep it sweet. Like, hey, what's up? This is so-and-so we met over, at OKCupid or whatever the fuck he said they met him at. I can't remember. And just be like, yo, what are you up to this week? You understand? And that's it. And then if she'll respond, you understand? And then once she responds, then that's when you get into more details of making shit happen. But I think worrying too much about that, the first text, especially since, you know, you didn't hit her up this long, you know, is a waste of time. And also, too, I would say, you guys got to stop doing this in the first place because by waiting this long, you know what I'm saying, to text the chick, already whatever you send, it seems almost lame by default. And the reason why is because it's almost like you're sitting at home and you had no other option. So you was like, let me call this chick who I haven't hollered at in a minute. Or, you know, I've been thinking about this girl for months, and I finally called and texted her. You see what I'm saying? So you got to think about it from that aspect, too, because I always say it's not just about what you do. It's about what you're, what, you know, the thing that you're doing, what it says about you, what it's subcommunicating. You see what I mean? And so it's saying, why would a guy who is valuable, who has a lot of shit going for himself, who's busy, who got chicks who are attracted to him, be, you know, calling some chick from 3 months ago or a few months ago, that, you know what I'm saying? So that's another aspect of it. You know what I mean? But I'm like, if he does want to hit her up, just, you know, just do it on some regular casual shit. Don't make it a big thing. And then if she responds, take it from there. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Man, got to go second first again. Question I would ask this guy is, okay, you're so busy worried about the first text message or whatever. What about the second one if she replies back to you? Because most guys,
right,
when she replies back, they're like, oh my God, what do I say? Oh my God, what do I say? What do I do? What do I do? Oh my God, she's replying back to me. What do I do? This is another problem. The fact that you're like, you're worried about your weight and feel like in your haircut. These are things that's, I mean, you're really down on yourself, number one. But sitting there and saying, hey, it's such and such, we met off an XYZ site a while back, how's life? I've been aging well, LOL, and then I can include a recent picture of me. Man, you have just become the weirdo creep. Why?
Exactly.
Because, Mr. Corey, if he was doing this right, he would have established what his intentions and what he was about in the beginning, so in case he calls her back later on, because there are times where I do make calls sometimes to chicks I haven't seen for years. But what you know is so cool about when I call them, it's like we just picked up where we left off. It's like they
know who you are, right? They understand.
They understand exactly, Mr. Lucario, and that's where I think he is going wrong in his problem and a lot of guys' problem. They're not establishing anything early on, and then when they lose touch with the woman, then they try to get back in touch, like this guy right here. He doesn't know what to do because he never never laid a foundation or set a standard. So now he's throwing shit up on the wall. And if you ever ask a woman, how's life, and I've been aging well, and send her a photo, expect to be blocked or not talked to ever again. It just expect it. Don't even think about it. Just expect it. Or asking her, how's life? Guys, let me tell you something. You care how her life is. Will you stop asking women questions that you don't give a fuck about, thinking that that's going to intrigue them or want you more? Women don't work that way, guys. Establish everything early when you first meet. She knows when you call, she's like, oh shit, that's Lucario. He trying to fuck. That should be the first thing that she thinks about when she gets back in touch with you again. Oh, that's Lucario. Oh, I know him. Oh, I know what he wants. So then everything's already established. And then Mr. Carr, you can say, hey, she'd be like, what's up? Where you been? Yada, yada, yada. But when you don't do that, you got to start over from scratch. But again, if there wasn't anything special about you before, what makes you think there's going to be something special about you now to make her want to be in a relationship when you had the opportunity in the beginning and screwed it up, Mr. Lucario?
Right. Nah, I mean, you know, it's crazy because, like I said earlier, she's probably not going to remember who he is because he probably didn't have a long, lasting impression the first time he interacted with her. You see what I'm saying? Which is why he feels he needs to send the picture and do all this extra stuff. You know what I mean? And that's the thing I think that needs to be, you know, addressed a lot in the game, is that it's almost like sometimes when you if you do or don't do certain things beforehand, it messes up you trying to do things later. You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like now, like if you would have in the beginning, let's like you would say, you was like, yo, there's women that you hit up and you don't hit them up for years and then you hit them back up and they know who you are. They understand what's going on because beforehand you made that situation happen. You understand? So the thing is, if you don't do this thing beforehand, that's the thing that's going to make you look lame because it's like, yo, like, who is this guy and why is he hitting me up and why is he sending me a picture? Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, I don't remember this dude. You understand? And so you're just some random dude who has her information or whatever. And now she's like, did this guy, like, stalk me? Like, who in the fuck is this guy? You know what I mean? Because there's no context of what's going on. So that's the thing that I think is important where guys have to understand that, you know, everything that you're doing in the game and all the different interactions that you're having count and are important because they all come together to form the situation that you're in at the moment. You know what I'm saying? So if you want something to go down, you got to make sure that you're doing the right thing beforehand so that you can keep continuing doing the right things later on.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I had a chick a while back that used to, from elementary school, I hit up.
Yeah.
And I said elementary school. And she was like, oh, man, you have never changed. You're still the same flirtatious guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Why?
Right.
Because every woman that I talk to, they know that I'm only trying to bite your neck and take you up the tree. That's all I'm trying
right.
to do. I'm not trying to do anything else. I don't care about your life. I don't care about your family, your marriage. I don't care about, listen, when I call you, it's for a reason because I'm trying to get at you and see what the deal. That's all.
Right.
And cut and dry, Miss Lucario. So there's never no, hey, how you doing, Judy? Oh, yeah, well, you know, yeah, I've got 18 kids, and, you know, I work at this place, and I'm doing this now, and
right,
you know, all that
right.
small, silly-ass bullshit talk. Fuck that. No.
Right.
She's gonna know when she gets a text or a call from me that, oh, shit, he coming
right.
with some ass. He's coming. Yeah, that's it. Cut and dry, man. So on
right.
you, Miss Lucario,
real
sir.
Real shit. All right. So the next email, it says, sometimes women may stare me down in the hallway at work. Sometimes I will give a response of hello back to them to show courtesy, but then that's it. I want to know, though, with women staring you down in the hallway, are they expecting me to give them some type of play or flirt? I'm really not into that, especially on the job, where I mainly keep to myself, especially being a black man. I feel like they are expecting me to be entertaining or thirsty since I'm a black man, and I don't exhibit any of these traits. I'm an introvert, by the way. Also, usually, if a woman is staring more than usual, is that some sign of interest? All right, so what's your thoughts on that?
Okay, take out your color. Your color has nothing to do with this. Your color has nothing to do with it. Take out your color. Now, what I want to say is that you don't understand the work and office game. Let me tell you something, young man, who wrote that. I remember when I used to work. I used to be a mail clerk. And I used to work for Toyota. I was in the office building, the business side of Toyota. Not
right.
selling cars, but the business side. So we were in a big-ass building. It was like they had like a campus and some – I mean, it was big. Okay. So what I would do is I'm hanging out with the sexy secretaries. I'm hanging out with the pretty women. Now, I'm not trying to fuck – any of them, Mr. Lucario. I'm not trying
right.
to fuck any of them. Why? Because the thing about pretty women is that they hang out with other sexy ass women. So all I do is I Trojan horse. I call it a Trojan horse. So what I do, I speak to them. I'm not friends with these women because I can't be friends with sexy women in the first place. But with that
right.
being said, I can, when I'm walking along, hey, how you doing, June? How you doing, Mary? How you doing? You know, just how's it going? Oh, great. Okay, got it. And keep doing it and doing it, doing it to a point where they feel comfortable enough, Mr. Lucario, to then on Friday, see, Friday's the big day. Friday, really, right. Thursday, Friday's the big day. Why? Because the young 20 to 29 year old ones, they setting up to go out to the club or something or the bar. The 30s to 40s, they either have get-togethers or house parties. You see what I'm saying?
And
some of them go to the clubs and bars. So he's doing all this wrong, in my opinion, Mr. Cario. Oh, my God. You mute yourself real quick, Mr. Cario. Because we had the siren going on.
There's the sirens going on, but now they're gone.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, good. Okay. So what we want to do here, if for the guy asking the question is, I want him to start talking and speaking to these women. He doesn't necessarily have to pick these women up. I want him to talk to them when they feel that he is cool and he is laid back, Ms. Lucario, okay? Then what's going to happen is on that Thursday and Friday, that's when you can ask the question, hey, what y'all got going on this weekend? Then guess what? Oh, well, me and four other horse-ass beautiful women, and we read between the lines, we're going to Lucario's club this weekend. Or then the other ones like, well, we're having a housewarming party or a pool party or a picnic or a get-together of friends and all this other stuff. Would you like to come? Would you like to go? And then, see, once we're outside the work environment, look, Mr. Cario, see, if I want to sleep with the one in the office, I'm going to get the one outside the office that will sell me to the one I know in the office. So after that's said and done, I'm walking around and say, hey, how you doing, Kathy? She's like, oh, hey, I heard about you. What you talking about? What you mean? Oh, you bad. You too, man. I heard so much. Then from that point, guess what? She has just gave me an opening to go ahead and start talking to her beyond work related so it won't become sexual harassment. So what I think he's doing, Mr. Lucario, is he's not utilizing what he has. I don't care if the women are staring at him. I don't care if they wait for him to talk. He needs to get all of it out of his own way and start forget that he's a black man. Just be a man and talk to these women and friend them. So when Friday and Thursday comes, they talking about what they about to get into. And if he's in the right place at the right time, Mr. Lucario, they'll invite him over. What's your take on that, fam?
Right. Nah, I feel that. That's what it is, because, you know, I think, you know, when we talk about dudes messing with chicks at their jobs and everything, it's like that's something you have to always tread lightly with. So you got to really be able to up your game in that arena if you actually want those things to go down. But like you said, if you work things outside the office environment, you understand, then at that point, it's like you want to be able to have her in the office environment be the one that's actually almost like being the aggressor at this point, because now it's not really you trying to come at her, it's her trying to come at you, you understand? And then you can still, even in that situation, have it lead outside the office, so you don't necessarily even need to do it on the grounds of the job, so you don't got to worry about dealing with these chicks at your job, you know what I mean? And so, you know, and also in the email, he was saying, like, you know, is if a chick is staring, is that a sign of interest and everything? And it's like, you know, it all depends. It could be and it couldn't be, and specifically in the work environment. You understand what I'm saying? Because it could be, because it could just be just her regularly being attracted to you, whatever it is. But also, it might not be, because a lot of times you have to, it's almost like you have to be careful of what you think choosing signs are in the office environment, because, or the work environment, because what you think might be choosing might not be choosing, and then you're going to misinterpret it and thinking it's choosing, and then you're going to try to do something off of that, and that's when you get an issue, a situation. Because sometimes women are going to be nice or check you out or look at you or do whatever it is because they are in the office environment. So if they want to be able to just be nice, or even if they're just trying to play games and be on some attention whore stuff, they'll be able to do that because they still have the shield of being at work. So you, it's like, you know, they could either take the attention that you would have given them, or if they feel uncomfortable, or if they feel like you played them or whatever, if you looked at the other new girl that came in, you understand, though, if they want to get back at you, they could be like, oh, he's been sexually harassing me, yada, 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 yada. You see what I mean? So you don't want it to be a situation where you're being too forthcoming or aggressive in the work environment. You want it to have her be doing to her be doing that, if anything. And just like you said, Steve, I agree, where if you have her be just like a cool chick, you know, or a friend in the office, and then you say, hey, you know, you hang out with her and her friends, and then have it, the whole thing flip around. You see what I mean? So I think that'll be, that could work.
Right. I agree. And I think that's where a lot of guys go wrong. They, when you are able to meet somebody, or they get to know you a little bit better, what happens is you become is like the new kid at school. And I don't think a lot of guys understand that what happens with that. When you're right. the new guy that all the women were talking about, they're looking for, because now they're starting to ask that woman at the office, well, tell us about him. Well, what is he? What does he do? I mean, how is he? Is he cool? Is he seeing anybody? And it creates and builds up an excitement. So when you coming in, all eyes are on you. Then
right,
all
right.
you got to do is let your girl, your the chick you at the office with, you let her do all the talk. Hey, Steve, I want you to meet da da da, and I want you to meet blah blah blah. I want you to meet, and all you doing is you're any, mini, miny, mo. Which one do I want to talk? Which one do I want to get at? Because all she's doing is introducing me to everybody. Boom, 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 boom. So
right.
what I'm then doing is I'm working those women, because eventually my goal is to get the main one. But in order to get the main one, I'm going to get her friend first, because her friend
right.
is the one that's going to sell me to her. And without, again, this is just a loophole in the whole cog right here. But I think a lot of guys don't see that. So for him to look away and him not to talk to the women, is he trying to get with the women, or is he not trying to get? What was he trying to do?
No, he just was saying that they would be staring at him. So he was just like wondering what that means, and you know what I'm saying? And
well, they
because he didn't even say he was going to do anything, really. He just was like, you know, what does it mean?
Well,
does it mean that she's interested and all that?
You don't want to be an asshole. That's what I'm saying. You don't want to, Mr. Carr, you don't want to be a dick.
Right,
there's
right.
nothing with being a – listen, when you're in the office and you're walking and you see someone coming your way, speak to them.
Right.
And you keep doing it after a while. Like, Mr. Carr, there's no way. When I see a beautiful woman, how am I not going to speak to her? How am I not
right.
going to introduce myself to her? Because
right.
once I meet her and know that she's fine, I already know that she got fine friends. And when I meet
right.
her, she's married, who's to say she's happily married? Or I meet her, she has a boyfriend, who's to say she's happy with a boyfriend? You don't know. If you don't want to look away, you want to look down and look away, then guess what? Nobody wants to fuck with you. And the reason why they're probably looking at him weird or staring at him, because he's like the elephant man in there. He's the weirdo guy. They're probably
right.
staring at him to wonder what next weird thing is he going to do, or how long is he going
right.
to look on the floor or look down at the floor and not stick it. And women determine your body language. If you can't keep eye contact, smiling, speaking to someone, and you looking away and all shying away, Mr. Zuccario, they're not going to want to fuck with you, man.
Right, right.
So, all right, now, all right, well, let me go on and read the next email. 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1 if you have a question. Go ahead and read this one right here, Mr. Lucario, sir. Long story short, Steve, he met this real pretty woman. She's an 8.5, he said. He's been hanging out with her for a few months, and after a couple of weeks of casual texting, We went out to lunch last Friday. Obviously, I was hoping for a daytime meetup, but after 2 weeks of just texting, she said she really wanted to see me, and this is the only time she had. Well, it went well, ended with a kiss. She specifically said we're doing drinks next week, which is this week. But since then, there has been a crapshoot if I'm going to get a response or not. She's 25, so I figured small talk was necessary, but should I just skip right past that and say, hey, let's meet up again at this place and this time, try and make the conversation sexual? What is the best way to move forward at this point, Mr. Vicario?
Okay, so he's saying that he's trying to get back in contact with this chick to go and get another drink. Is that what they're trying to do? She's not being responsive? Because I'm confused.
He's supposed to be getting together this week, but since last week, we already know he's not getting any responses. Now he's trying to say she's 25. You know, that's a
And so he's saying that he's been trying to reach out to her since last week and she hasn't been responding to him.
Yes.
See, that's they always say that no response is also a response. You know what I'm saying?
Say that again.
No response is also a response. You know what I mean? So basically, she's letting you know that it ain't really going down. You know what I'm saying? Because if you and her agreed to go out for drinks this week and you've been hitting her up and she's been totally just ignoring you, you understand? It's just basically her. That's just disrespect. She's showing you that she's not really feeling it. She's not, you know what I mean? Because this is the thing. A lot of women, their whole vibe is very passive aggressive. You understand? So sometimes you know, you'll have women that will say, hey, you know, I'm not really feeling it. I think we should move on. Or she'll be like, we're not a good match or whatever it is, right? Once in a blue moon, a chick will say that. But most of the time, they'll just stop responding. You know what I'm saying? So, and then they're hoping you get the hint that they're not trying to, you know, holler at you. You feel what I'm saying? So, so I think at this point, it's, you know, it's her showing you that she's not interested. So I would say either you got to charge into the game, because I don't know how much times was he responding to her, or how much text did he send her? You know what I mean? Like, I think that's important too, because maybe, like, if he just sent her a text once, you know what I'm saying? And let's say that was yesterday and she hasn't gotten back to him and it's only been, like, you know, 15 hours since he texted her. That's one thing. But I don't know how much he's texting her. When's the last time you know what I mean? So that those details need to be in there. But if he has been texting her a few times and she hasn't gotten back to him, then that's showing you right there that, you know, the interest is gone and she's not really trying to make it happen. Because women, they're on their phones all day. So trust and believe she got those texts. So it ain't like she ain't get them. So, you know, she's just choosing not to hit you back. But, Steve, what you think about that?
Well, I look at what he was saying. He said that it ended up with a kiss, and she specifically said we're doing drinks next week, this week.
Right.
But why did she have to – why was she the one to say it? Why weren't you the aggressive one to tell her what the deal was? That's probably strike one. But strike two, mm-hmm. What you guys out there listening to us have to understand that kissing and making out is a test drive to sex.
Right.
If your kiss and your making out game is outdated or boring, she automatically is going to assume when you take your clothes off, you're just going to give her another boring experience, and women don't like boring. Automatically, he's in the driver's seat because she asked him or told – no, like, she told him we're going out next week.
Right.
Okay? He went, okay. He didn't even take over the wheel.
Right.
So just because you got a kiss doesn't mean it's the end all be all. Some women just like to kiss guys. Some women just is into kissing guys. I mean, it's just how it is. But the question he's asking, do I Should I skip right to the, let me right past that and say, let's meet up again. This place is time. You should have said that in the beginning. That this place and this time, Mr. Cario, should have been said again in the beginning. Should I try making the conversation? Should I try making the conversation sexual? He said. Well, guess what? After a few days, you should have been nothing but the conversation, been nothing but sexual. So, what you're too late in the game here. This is what a lot of guys do that mess up, Mr. Cario. They're not focused on the battle. When you're in battle, you look at the weather, the wind, the heel. What weapons are you going to use for what situations? You motherfuckers are just running down the hill with a stick and a dirt rock in your hand, thinking that you're going to destroy a tank or something. And then when the tank blasts you, you're like, well, I need to go back and rethink this. The thinking needs to start in the beginning, Cario, but it's here nor there. So we got 5 more minutes. Let's see if we can get your last one in, and then we'll wrap this joint up, man.
Right. So, I'll paraphrase it because this is like super long, and we ain't got time for me to read all things. So basically, what he's saying in this email is he wants to know if him actually going in the gym, working out, and working on his appearance is going to increase his, you know, chances with women. So that's like his question. He's like, how much more is that going to make him get girls? Is it going to make it easier for him, you know, if he's looking better, or is it not going to bother? Is it all just about the game? So that's his question. So what's your thoughts?
It's definitely about the game. But now again, don't get me wrong. Women like some women like guys with sexy bodies. That's something that attracts them. But that attracts them, but it might not create attraction. So once she sees the body, once she sees your money, or you flashing, see again, you're trying to use outside things to catch somebody. You need to be the hook, you know what I mean? And your mouthpiece, the bait. The bait should maybe make her come in, and she should get hooked on who you are. Because here's the thing I want to say, because I want you to answer, Cario. Is once you peel away the outer layers of you, what are you left with? And that's what you got to think, what she's left with. So if you want to work out, do it for you. Stop doing shit to get women. If you want to work out, you work out. Don't work out to try to attract women because it's going to backfire on your ass. Mr. Cario, what do you have on that, man?
Nah, real talk. And I was going to say, too, a lot of times I think guys – they forget that a lot of this whole game is about energy. You feel what I mean? And so when you put out a certain type of energy, the women feel that energy, and then that's when they want to get with you, and that's what makes them attracted to you. You understand? Like, that's what we talk about when we say attracted. Like, you're attracting the person to you. And what happens is that if he goes and works out and he starts dressing better or whatever and everything like that, it's not necessarily just about him working out and dressing better, which is getting him a girl, the girls more, or like girls like being interested in him more. It's more so that the working out and the, you know, fixing up himself and stepping up his game, that makes him feel better about himself. So now that he feels better about himself, then he's going to step to women differently. And then when he steps to women differently, that's why they're attracted to him. See, it's the illusion of thinking, oh, it's just because I got some nice shoes on and I've been working out a little bit. That's why the girls want me. No, it's because you feel good based off of that knowledge that you have, knowing what you've been doing. You feel what I'm saying? So it's still coming from the energy of you when you're interacting with the girls, that she feels that energy, she feels that confidence, she feels that interaction that you're having, because now you're more comfortable around her when you're talking to her. Now you're more confident. Now you're a little bit more, you got a little bit more, you know, pep in your step. Your swag is on point, because you feel better about you. So that's the thing that really gets her. So, yeah, you know, work out, do your thing, you know, dress better, that helps. But a lot of it, too, really comes from the energy that you're putting out there. You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of it has to do with that energy that you're giving out, and then that's what makes the women want to, you know, get attracted to you, because you're putting out that energy, and the energy is coming from you feeling better about your situation. You see what I mean? So that's what it is a lot of times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt, man. Exactly. We're going to go ahead. Let's go ahead and wrap this up, man. Why don't you go ahead and let them know your information and everything, how they can get at you, man.
Yeah, you guys can hit me up at badboymembership.com, where you get 45 through 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials. Also, go to MrLocario.com to get the Mr. Locario 30-minute game sessions. Make sure you check that out. And also check me out every Friday from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. on my YouTube page, Locario Fan, for the live streams, all right? So that's pretty much it.
No doubt, man. If y'all want to give it me, www.themanmindset.com. Our new membership is open. All the details are on the main page. Or go to our Patreon site, The Man Mindset. Outside of that, Mr. Cario, so we will see you on Thursday, man. Unless we're going to wrap this shit
up.
Yeah,
man. Definitely.
Yeah, see you. Let's do this, yeah, and we will see you on Thursday. So we out this motherfucker. Say peace, Mr. Locario.
All right. Peace. We out. Later.
Later. All right, guys.